It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And now it's time for some NFL Halloween surprises. After the first 7 weeks of the NFL season, the surprises just keep on coming. Though some of the favorite teams this year have done quite well, like Buffalo and Kansas City, much of the other teams in the NFL seem to be upside down through this point in the season. Prior to the first game of the NFL season, I wondered what the odds might have been for things like, number one, the New York Giants are 6-1, and the New York Jets are 5-2, and are contenders? Number 2. Last year's two Super Bowl participants, the Los Angeles Rams and Cincinnati Bengals, have already lost 3 games apiece.
Go!
Number 3. Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 3-4, and somehow, some way, remain tied for the lead in the NFC South with Atlanta? Strange thing number 4. The entire AFC East, Buffalo, New York Jets, Miami, and New England, all have a better record than the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Denver Broncos, who are both 2-5. Who would have thought? Number 5. Last week, the Carolina Panthers sent their franchise star running back, Christian McCaffrey, to San Francisco. The team had already fired their head coach, Matt Rhule, and shipped disgruntled wide receiver Robbie Anderson to Arizona. But before you could say the word tank, Carolina's backups roasted Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Bucks last Sunday as McCaffrey's new 49er team lost. What were the odds for number 6? The New Orleans Saints are now just 2-5 after injuries have kept starting quarterback Jameis Winston and the Saints' top 3 receivers on the sidelines of late. Miraculously, the Saints are just 1 game behind in the NFC South, behind Atlanta and Tampa Bay. Number 7 in the odd things this year, the Denver Broncos' expensive new $48.5 million per year quarterback, Russell Wilson, looks like he's damaged merchandise already. The 2-5 Broncos passing game has been miserable, but the Broncos are now number 2 behind Washington in the NFL for most punts attempted. Number 8, not surprising that Dallas Cowboys are 5-2. However, the fact that Dallas won 4 games in a row with their backup quarterback, Cooper Rush, is. Who needs a $40 million a year quarterback like Dak Prescott when your backup has played this well? Odd thing number 9. Speaking of backup quarterbacks, career bench warmer Geno Smith is this year's starting quarterback in Seattle. But what were the odds at the start of the season that he would have more passing yards right now than Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers, Tampa Bay's Tom Brady, and Indianapolis' new quarterback, Matt Ryan?
Bye.
Number 10. Your current Super Bowl favorites this year? The AFC's 5-1 Buffalo Bills. Well, that's not a surprise. But the NFC's team is. It's 6-0 Philadelphia Eagles. Preseason NFC picks like the Los Angeles Rams, the Frisco 49ers, the Tampa Bay Bucks, and Green Bay Packers are all lagging at least 2 games behind already. You can be sure that none of those teams is looking forward to having to go play a postseason game in Pennsylvania's City of Brotherly Love this January. So yes, things are really odd as we approach Halloween next Monday, and it's been a very spooky, topsy-turvy kind of year in the NFL. Things just don't seem to feel very normal as we approach the halfway point in the season. For example, longtime NFL quarterbacks such as Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, and Russell Wilson are finally starting to play football like their age this season. On Monday, the Indianapolis Colts, who are now 3-3-1, announced that they are putting their 37-year-old quarterback, Matty Ice, on ice. The 15-year veteran Matt Ryan played his first 14 years in the NFL for Atlanta prior to being acquired by Indianapolis for just a third-round draft pick last spring. Though Matt Ryan was brought in to inject a spark for the Colts, the team has been struggling to move the football again this year. So Indianapolis has just announced that they're elevating former Texas Longhorns quarterback Sam Ellinger into the starting role beginning this week through the remainder of the season. But don't worry, Matt Ryan will still collect his $30 million annual paycheck through 2024.
Excellent.
Over to Denver, the saga of Russell Wilson keeps getting stranger. After 10 years of playing football for the Seattle Seahawks, the former Super Bowl champion quarterback was traded to Denver last spring for 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round draft picks, and a handful of other Denver players. Prior to the regular season, Wilson was also gifted a brand new 5-year, $245 million contract to play for the Broncos.
Woo!
To say that Russell Wilson, who'll be 34 years old in November, has been a bust in Denver would be an understatement. The Broncos' offense has gone missing in action. Denver has scored just 100 points in their first 7 games of the season. That's just 14.3 points per game. Not going to win you too many ball games. If that wasn't bad enough, the Broncos recently discovered that Russell Wilson has a partially torn hamstring muscle and may be on the sidelines now for up to 3 weeks. On to Green Bay, where another aging NFL quarterback is dazed and confused again this week. Aaron Rodgers' Green Bay Packers are now just 3-4 and already trail the 5-1 Minnesota Vikings by 3 games in the loss column. Now in his 18th year in the frozen tundra, the Packers' longtime quarterback will turn 39 years old soon and is being paid nearly 25% of the team's payroll with his own $50 million annual contract, which is the highest salary in the entire NFL.
Yes!
Aaron Rodgers doesn't mind calling out the other players for their subpar play, as he did again this week. However, his own stats certainly don't justify that enormous salary either. Aaron Rodgers has a QBR of 40.5, which is the 26th rated quarterback in the 32-team NFL. And that's already lower than the previously mentioned benched starter of the Colts, Matt Ryan, at number 22. But he is slightly ahead of the low-performing Russell Wilson of the Denver Broncos, who clocks in at number 29. Mr. Rodgers owns a Super Bowl ring and 4 MVP trophies for his time in Green Bay. The 2022 Packers are number 20 in the NFL in offense, but number 8 in defense. So it's quite evident that the cheeseheads have a right to wonder if it's time to move ahead from their future Hall of Fame quarterback soon. So what's the story about aging quarterbacks right now without discussing Tom Brady? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, like Green Bay, have a season record of 3-4 right now. And the 45-year-old quarterback Tom Brady has looked like, well, a 45-year-old version of Tom Brady. Just like Green Bay, the Bucs are struggling on offense at number 22 in the league, while the team's 7th-ranked defense is certainly holding up their part of the bargain. But unlike the other 3 quarterbacks mentioned in this story, Tom Brady's 1-year, $15 million deal at Tampa Bay is not breaking the bank for his employer. It is becoming apparent that Tom Brady's off-the-field issues involving his wife and family are becoming much more serious. His 3 children, ages 15, 12, and 9, have never seen their father at home for Thanksgiving or Christmas. After Tom Brady announced his retirement from the NFL last year at the conclusion of the 2021 season, he then surprisingly returned to the Bucs this spring after spending a few months at home. Tom Brady's passing statistics in 2022 should be enough to tell him that it might be time to select a comfortable rocking chair very soon. Though his QBR of 53.2 might be a respectable number 14, kind of middle of the road in the NFL, Brady's inability to get his team across the goal line has become quite noticeable. The busiest field goal kicker in the NFL right now is Tampa Bay's Ryan Succop. He's kicked 16 field goals in the first 7 games for Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers are somehow tied for first place in a very surprisingly weak NFC South. Tom Brady is the ultimate competitor, but at what personal cost this time? This 2022 version of Tom Brady just doesn't look as if he's having any fun playing football this year. It might be time for a trip to that Lazy Boy store to find your new easy chair, Tom. Father Time is clearly showing that this legendary quarterback quartet may never perform at their former high levels ever again. Halloween treats for these NFL quarterbacks should be carefully rationed based on their frequently scary performances in 2022. I'm Swamp Swami. Happy Halloween!